I'm an Oxford student and I write a lot. I write anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 words a week, and I would like to share with you some tips that I use which got me into the art of writing in the first place. Because the art of writing, well, writing itself is an art. It's a beautiful art and I want to share it with you. The first tip that I'd like to share with you is finding a way to generate ideas. Generating ideas is perhaps the most difficult part of learning how to start writing, because if you don't have ideas, you will have nothing to write about. Let's think about it in this way. You have a blank piece of paper. You don't know what's on that blank piece of paper. You can't write because you don't know what you are going to write. But now, if you can find a way to generate ideas, learn how you come to think of different ideas, well, you want to be able to figure out the best ways that that works for you. So when you have that blank piece of paper, you can say, I had 5 ideas I want to write about. I can write about 1 of those 5 ideas on the paper. Now, it's really dependent on you. For example, I get my ideas best when I'm doing exercise in the gym, or when I'm walking around in the street, or when I'm smoking a cigar with my friends. For you, it might be taking a nice bath. It might be, I don't know, going for a long run. It might be fishing, being in nature. Each person has different ways that they generate ideas, but you want to be able to find the way that works for you and do that more often. Now, tying to the idea of generating ideas is you want to buy a notebook and bring it around with you. Now, why do you want to buy a notebook and bring it around with you? Well, you don't really have to have a notebook per se. You can have a wad of paper. But the reason for why it's so important to have a notebook with you is that when you have those ideas, you can write it down. Sometimes the best ideas come in the most strangest places. Sometimes I'll be sitting in a lecture, and in something the lecturer says is very interesting, then I have an idea of an article I want to write. Alternatively, I might be talking to a friend, and after I talk to the friend, I'm like, wait, some of this stuff could be added to my fiction. I write it down in my notebook. So having that notebook around with you all the time and bring it around with you is such a helpful tool to have. The reason why I say notebook instead of a wad of paper is that you have actually more paper in it. So if I wanted to write a whole dialogue or a conversation or a short story on my notebook, I can do that whenever I need to with a notebook. Whereas if I brought an A4 piece of paper, that could run out very, very quickly. Now, the next tip you want to do is to decide what you want to write, most notably fiction or non-fiction. This is not a category that you will be tied into for life. Don't worry about that. I write both fiction and non-fiction in my free time. And that is after my studies and my academic work, I write my fiction. And when I am very busy, I just work on my non-fiction instead. But either way, you want to understand what do you want to write. Because if you want to write fiction, you're going to want to read some fiction to understand how people write dialogues, understand how people present their ideas, how the genre works. That happens when you're learning fiction. Non-fiction, you want to understand how people interact with each other, how they present their ideas, especially in academic writing. Figure out what you want to actually write about. And it really depends on, well, which is a fourth tip, understanding why you are writing. Like, what actually are you trying to write? What actually are you trying to get across? Why? Understand the why, and you can overcome any how. That is something that someone says, or I think it's anyhow, but I can't remember exactly which one it is. But nonetheless, if you can understand why you're writing, you'll be able to determine what you're trying to write. And also, you'll be able to understand, well, how am I going to present myself in this? Because if I am writing to present a certain idea, I'll naturally tie into nonfiction more. Of course, you can present ideas with fiction as well, but nonfiction seems to be the punchier way to do it. Now, if you're trying to share a certain, I guess, sentiment to people, fiction might be the way you go. Short stories, poetry. Are you trying to reflect on yourself? Maybe you should go to journaling. Journaling is a very helpful thing anyways, regardless of what you're writing, but nonetheless, you got my point. If you understand why you're writing, you'll be able to understand, well, okay, what ways in which I should express my writing, fiction, non-fiction, journaling, whatever you're doing. Now, the final tip that I have for you is to set up a schedule. It is something which you want to do at the start because it's going to force you to do something. Either you're scheduling yourself an hour at night to do some reading and some journaling and meditation during that time. That's all well and good. That's what I do, in fact. When I get to the last hour of my night at 10 p.m., I just kind of sit down. I get a book out. I'm reading. I write down my notes, my reflections on it, and any other reflections I have about my life at that time in general. So I have a very rigid schedule for my writing. You might have something else. You might say, I need to write, I don't know, academic works. I'll schedule it during the day. If I'm a professor, I'm a student, I need to finish my essays. Okay, I'll schedule these time blocks out. Now, it's not to say these have to be very rigid, at least for people like me who write based on the inspiration of the words coming to my head. Sometimes I'll sit down and I'm like, I have nothing to write here. Then I'll go for a run, I'll go to the gym, I'll do something to generate some ideas, and then I'll come back to write. But if you are indeed just starting to write, you want to have a schedule, whether it's for journaling, whether it's for fiction, whatever it is, just make sure you have a schedule for you to start writing. And I hope you've enjoyed these 5 tips of how to begin writing. If you want more short videos on getting into academic skills or just being able to be a bit more studious, make sure to like and subscribe and stay tuned to this channel.